Well, happy Monday and what promises to be another interesting week. This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Monday. It's May 4th. I'm Abe Madcore. Good morning. Hope everyone had a good weekend, a safe weekend, a healthy weekend. Let's start with the NFL because all signs look to be a go that the NFL will release its schedule for the 2020 season later this week. Some are speculating Thursday. Some are speculating certainly no later than Saturday. ESPN is reporting that the NFL will also release its preseason schedule as well, including the Hall of Fame game. The biggest news I saw over the weekend related to the NFL was a London Daily Mail report over the weekend that had the London NFL games being called off this year. But everything else around the league seems to be business as usual. In fact, a report from Pro Football Talk cited sources close to the NFL saying that there is an extremely small chance that there will be no NFL season in 2020. Peter King, in his column on Monday, devotes a big portion of it to looking at the upcoming season and writes that the NFL may just have to accept that the 2020 season, quote, could be an imperfect, wholly unfair season, end quote. Let's shift to the NBA, where Adam Silver and the Board of Governors on Friday continued discussions about delaying the start of the 2021 season, that's right, next season, until December, and ownership support for this idea continues to grow. This is not a new idea. In fact, Hawks president Steve Koonin mentioned it at the MIT Sloan Conference in early March, and boy, does that seem like a long time ago, where he talked about starting the season around Christmas Day. And talks on Friday at the Board of Governors meeting reportedly centered on a season that would start before Christmas and extend into late July or early August. So we could be seeing a long-lasting impact of changes to the NBA season schedule. Meanwhile, it seems to be a big week for the NHL. There's a Board of Governors conference call today, and they will talk about the status of the June NHL draft. Meanwhile, Sportsnet in Canada is also citing a big call tomorrow where NHL Chief Content Officer Steve Mayer and his events team will meet with Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly to review the bids for potential hub cities should the league resume its season sometime this summer. Remember, the NHL has focused on certain arenas being hubs where a number of teams could play. Apparently, Commissioner Bettman will get an update on that tomorrow. So it does look to be a pretty important week for the NHL. A report over the weekend from the New York Times isn't surprising, but it is interesting. We've all seen the big influence that MGM Resorts has had in the sports space, particularly in the last 2 years. Well, now it has pitched several sports leagues, including the NBA, WNBA, NHL, and MLS, on a pretty ambitious proposal to basically serve as a hub for these leagues to restart their season. They have proposed housing athletes and necessary support staff on a quarantine block on the Las Vegas Strip. Now, we all know that MGM Resorts has a number of properties, so this is not a crazy scenario. It could work. There are a number of facilities, there are a number of athletic gyms, and there is the scale to pull this off. And the biggest news over the weekend, it broke Friday, and we had it yesterday in Weekend Wrap, was certainly U.S. District Judge Gary Klausner's decision rejecting the women's national soccer team's important claims that they were underpaid compared to their male counterparts. The New York Times called it a, quote, crushing blow to the team's four-year legal campaign against U.S. soccer, end quote. Meanwhile, U.S. Women's National Team spokesperson Molly Levinson disagreed with the decision, of course, and said the team would appeal. Now, what's next? Likely some settlement talks between U.S. soccer and the women's team. They've had settlement discussions in the past. They've gone nowhere. Now, with Judge Klausner's decision, perhaps this will expedite some sort of settlement talks between the two sides. But certainly, I did not see that decision coming. It was very, very closely in line with the collective bargaining agreements. Klausner looked at the collective bargaining agreements and basically said, you made this deal when you made this deal, and you have to live by it. But there's a lot of interesting perspective about the judge's decision in today's Sports Business Daily, and this decision will certainly have long-term effects, and we haven't heard the end of it. So make sure you check out today's Daily for a full recap of that important news. What else to look for this week? Well, two big media companies give their earnings report, Disney tomorrow, Viacom, CBS on Thursday. We're anticipating major, major significant drops in advertising, but you do want to keep an eye on any parts of their business that could be overperforming, such as streaming. Meanwhile, a little internal news for you all. We are returning with our SBJ Media and SBJ College newsletters this week. So SBJ Media by John Oran returns tonight. It'll be Monday, Wednesday. It's a familiar schedule. SBJ Colleges with Michael Smith, Tuesday and Thursday, returns this week as well. In addition, we will continue having our nightly newsletter regarding the impact of the coronavirus on sports. And on Wednesday, we bring you our final episode of the CAA World Congress comes to you. Got some great guests. We're doing a virtual happy hour, a lot of networking. Hope you can join us. So go to worldcongressofsports.com to register to join us on Wednesday. So the start of another important week in sports and society. I'm Abe Madcore. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, May 4th. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay connected. We'll talk to you tomorrow.